We're discussing bus ridership on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Public transit agencies are struggling with steep ridership losses in the pandemic, and recovery could be slow. Survey data here this year from the American Public Transportation Association, most public transit agencies were forced to cut service last year. 4 in 10 are considering additional cuts to service to close budget gaps. Have you been riding the bus in the pandemic? What changes have you noticed? Are you a longtime bus rider or bus driver? How have these times affected your outlook on mass transit? It's 800-642-1234. Tom Wagoner is manager of Eau Claire Transit. Tom, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate.
And we also have Dan Boehm here, who is president and managing director of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Dan, welcome to you.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning.
Well, Dan, let's start with you. Paint a picture for us a year into the pandemic. What's public transit ridership been like in Milwaukee County?
So transit ridership has been very steady at about 50% of pre-COVID levels for many, many months now. As the pandemic first hit our community and everywhere in the world, with the World Health Organization declaring the pandemic back in March of last year, we saw a significant drop in ridership when the safer at home order came down. And then as some businesses were reopening, we saw that ridership come back up. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that this morning.
Yeah, Tom, what have you been seeing for ridership in Eau Claire? What has it been like?
Well, we've experienced about the same that they have nationwide. I believe 50% would be a good estimate of what our current ridership is, and it has been since, I would say, July of last year. Prior to that, during the Safer at Home order, we cut capacity on the buses significantly and were providing trips for essential purposes only.
Yeah.
And it was much lower than that at that time.
Tom, who essentially are your riders? Where are they going?
There's a variety of people. They're from all over. They go to the university. They go to work. They go to medical appointments. They go to retail stores, do their shopping. Just a wide variety of people riding.
Dan, do you see that diversity in your ridership, the people who are boarding the bus? Where are they going?
Yeah, we're experiencing the same steady ridership level by what we would call really essential workers. And that's hasn't really changed much. What we don't have on the buses now are as many students, with so many of the universities at a scaled back system or having a lot of the classes online. We have our largest employers in downtown Milwaukee with teleworking for the majority of their employees, so we don't see as much of that ridership. As restaurants are at a lower capacity, event venues are not at full force, movie theaters, et cetera. There's a lot of those that are really hardest hit by the pandemic that are on the rolls of unemployment. Some of those are our riders that haven't that aren't using the system now, as those places of business aren't at full strength.
Yeah. So, Dan, you know, when you cut your ridership in half, that means certainly a hit to revenue. What has this meant for your budget?
Well, Congress, through their CARES Act, and some people are calling it CARES Act 2 and 3, have really emphasized the value of public transportation to all of the communities across the country. They have provided millions of dollars to help ensure that the buses are operating. So we think about those grocery store workers as heroes that really helped us all through a time of panic as those shelves were bare. We received a letter from one of the largest grocery store operators in the country and here in our state saying, we know a lot of businesses are closing down. We really need transit to keep running because that's how many of our clerks and shelf stockers are getting to work. So we did what we could to avert the fears of our employees. As you recall, there was so much uncertainty a year ago. We made sure that our vehicles were clean. We made sure that employees had masks that were driving the buses. And we tried to give those assurances to the grocery store industry in this case that we would continue to operate. And Congress really enabled us to be able to do that, to cover those revenue losses and really maintain the service level at a way that the heroes that were out there working the front lines every day needed it. It hardly makes sense to have the wait time twice as long for people that are really helping the rest of us get through this pandemic because the ridership dropped and we needed to cut service. So I think Congress did an outstanding job in helping us in that way.
We're talking with Dan Boehm, who's managing director of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Tom Wagoner is manager of Eau Claire Transit. We're discussing ridership in these times with you. Are you a bus driver? What are the steps you've taken to keep yourself safe? And what does it mean for you to operate mass transit in these times? What do your riders say to you when they board the bus? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tom, what has your budget been like in Eau Claire as you've seen a drop in ridership? Have you been lifted by the federal relief aid?
Yes, we've had to use those funds to make up for the loss in fare revenue. And also in some of the responses that we've had to do to the pandemic to make the trip safer, and so those funds were invaluable to the city to keep our service running.
Tom, what is PPE, personal protection equipment, like for you, for your drivers? What do you do when those buses come back at night?
Sure. Well, we have our drivers once an hour all have a sanitizing sprayer that they spray the entire bus once an hour during their layover. And drivers are wearing masks. We installed driver barrier doors so that people could begin boarding through the front door again and we could start collecting fares again. And then the buses, when they come off route at the end of the night, they also get a thorough sanitization. So we're doing what we can to keep the fleet safe.
Yeah, Dan, what is your protocol like on your fleet?
Yeah, we have a lot of the same stuff. We have the nightly sanitizing of the vehicles, and that's something we did right away as the pandemic hit, as did many transit systems. And we have the cleaning with really the focus on the driver area. As a bus in service in Milwaukee may be out on the road for 22 hours and three drivers board that bus at various times to keep that running. We've added some things which I think have been well received and very thoughtful. We've added mask dispensers. We actually had to custom fabricate dispensers that would hold 200 masks. Hospitals have a dispenser for 50 masks, and they can easily change that out. With our vehicles on the road all day, up to 22 hours a day, we wanted to make sure we had an ample supply. So if a passenger boarded the bus months ago without a mask, we could say, help yourself to a mask and point to the dispenser. We also added hand sanitizer, which was new to us on our vehicles in Milwaukee, to help customers in that way as well. And now, of course, we have a federal mask mandate that applies to all transportation. So we see more of the passengers having their mask as they board the vehicle and not needing to use the dispenser as much. But it's still there and able to help those that do not have a mask.
You know, Dan, you've been with Milwaukee County Transit System for over 20 years. I don't mean to date you here, but, you know, you've seen the system through, you know, many times, many different issues. Were you prepared for this pandemic?
I think it's safe to say that many of us across the world weren't sure what to expect. For us, I think the biggest challenge was the shifting rules of the pandemic with the CDC changing, revising, improving their guidance week to week, month to month in those early times.
Mm-hmm.
That had us feeling a little bit like a ping pong. We were trying to be responsible about preserving surgical masks for the medical industry. And it took us a while to migrate over to the hand-sewn masks. Then there was a time when we were buying thousands of bandanas, doing whatever we could. And of course, you may recall how hard it is, or heard from other guests, how hard it was to get supplies,
yeah,
just basic supplies of gloves and masks and sanitizer and things like that. So we certainly couldn't have predicted what was in store. And I think all of our hearts are beating a little bit slower now that we have some stability a year later.
Dan Boehm, he's managing director of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Tom Wagoner manages Eau Claire Transit. You can join in as riding the bus your way to get to work. And if so, how do you feel about riding the bus in the pandemic? What etiquette do you want fellow passengers to follow when riding the bus in these times? How is your bus driver doing, by the way? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're discussing bus ridership in Milwaukee and Eau Claire here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The American Rescue Plan, it injects billions of dollars into the hard-hit public transit systems to avoid layoffs and service reductions, which disproportionately harm workers who are more likely to depend on public transportation. What will relief aid mean for bus service in your community? Have you been unable to get on a bus due to limits on the number of passengers? Did it make you late for work or an appointment? Are you a bus driver? What are these times like for you? Share with us, 800-642-1234. Dan Boehm is managing director of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Tom Wagoner manages Eau Claire Transit, and they're with us for about 10 more minutes. Tom, you know, with the vaccine rollout, what has that been like for your drivers, your staff? Are you finding that your employees are fitting in the categories and getting access to the vaccine?
Yeah, sure. That has helped our staff tremendously. The drivers were waiting patiently, and with the, I believe it was March 1 is when they became eligible through the state, and the majority of our drivers have received at least the first dose of the vaccines.
Dan, how about for you? Have you found that drivers have been able to get access?
We've been working with Milwaukee County, who set up their own vaccination site for employees, and they've been very helpful. At the same time, we've been getting bus operators vaccinated since March 1st, and we're seeing probably a 25% uptake at this point. I sure would like to see it higher, and it's just a little bit going a little bit more slowly in our community. I think there's some hesitation among some of our bus operators to get vaccinated.
Is it hesitation, or is it just an access issue where they just can't get an appointment?
Well, between March 1st and the 21st of March, there were ample places for our bus operators to go. Of course,
okay.
The 22nd of March, there was a pretty vast expansion in Wisconsin. So we're continuing to encourage every day our operators to go and get vaccinated. And like I said, many of them are. I just wish it was happening faster.
Well, let's shift here and look at the fleets. Dan, Milwaukee County Transit System has announced it's adding 15 electric buses. Can you tell us what this rollout will look like?
Yeah, that is really exciting news for us. We've been working with the Federal Transit Administration on starting the state's first bus rapid transit line. And it's been a 5 to 6 year process. And we received that final federal approval in December of last year. And the first thing we did then was went out and did a purchase of battery electric buses. And those buses will be assigned specifically to a bus rapid transit route that will run from downtown Milwaukee at the lakefront out to the regional medical complex in Wauwatosa. And those buses will be arriving next year, and we are planning a fall around October start for this bus rapid transit line.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised that they won't arrive until mid-2022. That feels like a long way off.
Many of the bus manufacturers really need a year and sometimes 2 years of time to, because there's a small number of manufacturers nationally, and they're providing new buses to transit systems all over the country. So there's usually a considerable amount of time for scheduling, getting those parts into the manufacturer, scheduling and building. We're working with Nova Bus, which is a part of the Volvo Group. They've had great experience with battery electric buses, a lot of that up in Canada. So we think and know these vehicles are ready for the winter climate here in Wisconsin.
Tom, Eau Claire Transit is breaking ground on a new center. Is that right? A new transit center?
Yes. Currently, the plans are to break ground sometime in September, and that's been a long-needed, long-awaited project.
Can you give us a picture of what it will be like? And, I mean, the current transit center was built back in the 80s.
That's correct, and it's long outlived its life, but was very instrumental in helping us in our system, but the new center will actually be a joint effort with a local developer that will include housing above the transfer center. So we're looking forward to that, revitalizing that area of our downtown, too.
Yeah, so mixed use, it sounds like. What are you building into this new center? What does a hub look like for transportation, you know, in our current times?
Sure. In Eau Claire, our buses all meet at the same location downtown. So we call that's why it's called a transfer center. And there'll be amenities there that currently passengers are not enjoying. So we're trying to make the experience more user-friendly, attract more people. The building should be inviting to everyone in the community. There'll be some small retail associated with the center, and then also that housing development portion.
We're talking with Tom Wagner and Dan Boehm. Tom manages Eau Claire Transit. Dan is head of the Milwaukee County Transit System. We're looking at bus ridership in these times and what you've experienced. 800-642-1234. Dan, earlier this month, Milwaukee County Transit made changes to bus routes. What did you change?
So we have a dynamic and talented transit planning team that's been looking at our legacy route structure and network and coming up with a redesign that would reach more places that were perhaps outside of our service area, get better access to employment and education and healthcare and grocery stores, and really tie some of the neighborhoods together with a focus of more frequency on high demand corridors. So it's a shift in service, basically a cost neutral shift in service to a way that we think will get people around our community faster and to more destinations.
Do you seek feedback on these route changes when you make them?
This was a multi-year process, in part because we had several community meetings along the way, and we had several phases where we introduced the design, received feedback, revised that design, and we've gotten some great experience with public outreach through that process. Now that we're actually implementing, we're doing this in three phases. We had our first set of changes in March. We'll be introducing more changes in June and then August. As we do this, we're continuing to do that public outreach. We're using a lot of virtual meetings to educate our ridership about the changes as they are occurring. So we'll be doing that soon in preparation for the June changes. We just wrapped up the March. Working with the public and especially addressing issues of racial equity in our community has been a real privilege for us and one that I think we're doing well at.
Well, thank you both for joining us with the update.
Well, thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
Dan Boehm is CEO of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Tom Wagoner is the Eau Claire Transit Manager. Ahead this hour, we look at the string of controversies surrounding Senator Ron Johnson. Have you voted for Senator Johnson in past elections? How do you feel about his recent remarks on the Capitol insurrection and relief legislation? Join in 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.